Iowa Real Estate Headlines, Real Estate Commission. The mission of the Iowa Real Estate Commission is to protect the public through the examination, licensing, and regulation relevant to real estate professionals operating in IA. Read the source, dial.iowa.gov/about/dial/real-estate. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Iowaassessors.com missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in IA. Read the source, iowaassessors.com/. Iowa Real Estate Headlines. Property Assessments, Assessor Iowa County, Iowa. Use these helpful resources from the Iowa County Assessor to estimate your property taxes and make a real estate inquiry. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in IA. Read the source, acheap.iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/property-score-assessment/. Iowa Real Estate Headlines, Assessor's Office, County Government, Iowa County, Iowa. Find information for assessments, credits and exemptions, Board of Review, and a real estate search for Iowa County, Iowa. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in IA. Read the source, iowacounty.iowa.gov/assessor/. Iowa Real Estate Headlines, Building Construction and Trades Missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in IA. Read the source /dial.iowa.gov/topics Building Construction Trades. Background and context. Variance special use permit or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of IA cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.